You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time right now for a trending report. What in the world is trending? From over in the UK, there was a guy over there who was at work, and his boss said something to him about his baldness. He referred to the guy as being bald.
Yeah.
And this guy essentially took his boss and the company to court, claiming that it was harassment. Here's what the panel of judges decided. They say using the word bald to describe someone is not only a form of discrimination. In this case, it was sexual harassment.
That's intense.
And what they tried to do was kind of connect a man's baldness as being the same thing as talking about the size of a woman's breasts.
Oh, my God.
And since hair loss is more common among men, they said that made it a sexual thing. And so it is sexual harassment.
Man, dudes,
I will never say
like
another
crazy
peep about you going thin.
Thank you very much.
Ever, because you will sue my ass.
Hey, do your black hole story, because they said they found out what a black hole sounds like or something, right?
You do want that? I didn't know.
I have the sound all queued up.
You're all ready for the
sound. I was ready.
Well, there are a couple of black hole stories. I'm sending these out in the Mindbender Club mailer today. Mm-hmm. If you are a member of that, you'll get these. But the scientists, one of them is that they spotted, finally, the black hole that's at the center of our galaxy. They've actually got an image of it, which
it's really blurry, though.
It's blurry and fuzzy,
so
but
blurry.
That is it. And then there's another black hole that they say is 250 million light years away, but they captured the sound of it.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
They did have to pitch it up, they say, in order for us to even be able to hear it, because mm-hmm. otherwise it's normally more than 50 octaves lower than this. It's 50 octaves lower than the bottom note on a piano. That's how low it is.
Wow.
It's kind of like Roach's voice when he does the PA announcement. Right.
But
if you want to know what a black hole sounds like, Jeremy has got it for you. Hit it. How did I know you were going to do something like that? I'll give you a thing.
I've been waiting like an hour to do that.
I hate you so much right now.
I'm sitting here going, I hope Dom does the black hole story because I'm going
to
play
no
this.
No wonder you asked me to do it. And I got sucked in. I thought you were truly interested in the scientific aspect.
No, hell no, I could care less.
You just wanted to play a fart sound. Oh, my God. I'm the idiot.
Oh, the science is amazing now, isn't it?
I totally fell for it. I'm going to give you credit. All
thank
right.
you.
What else is trending?
I don't know. I got to open up my Word document now. The only thing I was focused on was playing that sound.
Just do it off the top of your head.
Today is National Crouton Day. It's exciting, huh? I love croutons, man.
I love croutons.
I could eat a package of them. I don't even have to put them on a salad. I could just sit there and eat right out of the package like a big old fatty and sit there and watch a movie and eat all the croutons up, man. I love
them. With croutons. I also saw that it's National Apple Pie Day. That's the first pie that I learned how to make.
Oh, that's
homemade
cute.
Apple pie.
Got your little apron on.
Yes, I actually did.
A little flour on your nose.
yes, because I make my own crust. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's adorable.
None of this store-bought crust crap for me.
You know what I like on my apple pie?
No.
Croutons.
Play the fart sound.
No, I'm not playing that any good. Today's Friday the 13th for any of you that are into that and, you know, all the bad luck stuff.
Only one of this year.
Yeah, they said not again until January, I want to say.
January. Some years have as many as three. This is the only one for 2022.
Yeah, so.
Whatever, who cares?
Who cares? What else? Adele recently bought Sylvester Stallone's house. She paid $58 million for her new digs. Here's the thing. It comes with a Rocky statue sitting there next to the pool.
Dun, 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 I think dun, that's dun. Great.
You got to get rid of that immediately.
No, you don't.
What an eyesore. What a tacky statue.
No, I saw pictures of it. It looks fine.
Adele just oozes class and beauty and powerful music. And then you go,
Adrian. You know, if you bought Rocky's house, that's a great little conversation starter for you.
I guess. I'd be bringing in a crane and getting that thing out of there immediately.
You know, if you want the real, like, scoop on this is that people are raising eyebrows because not only did she buy the house, but her boyfriend was holding up his keys to the house.
Oh, her boyfriend.
And so people were like, oh, this must be really serious. He's got keys to the house.
To the mansion. Well, that's fun. Good for them. Check this out. If you see a FedEx truck driving by or UPS, Amazon, I don't know. Name another delivery company. There's a survey out this morning of more than 500 delivery drivers and couriers, and 25% of them have admitted to hooking up with somebody in the delivery truck.
Well, why not?
So, if the truck's a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
You know,
why not?
Why not? Many, many people have had relations at their office, and
sure.
If you're a delivery person, the truck is your office.
It's your mobile. It's the mobile shaggin' wagon, essentially.
The shaggin' wagon.
Don't be doing that around my packages.
I beg
There's
your pardon.
So many delivering the package joke. There's so many of them.
You know what? I'm only impressed if they do it while they're in route.
Meep, 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 meep. The story does not say whether or not it was a person that they knew and they were doing it, or if it was actually someone that they brought a package to and they hit it off and they made their way back to, you know, the delivery vehicle.
What are you saying? They hit it off and then they hit
and
it?
And then they hit it
is
off.
Is that what you're saying?
What could Brown do for you? Is there anything else I want to tell you? No, let's do clickbait. It's stupid.
Clickbait.
It's really stupid. I apologize in advance. There was not a lot to choose from today, but it's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. Check out the link for the 75-year-old Canadian man who set a world record by becoming the oldest man to do a headstand.
That's stupid. You're right.
Again, not much to choose from today.
That's all you could find? Why didn't you put the link to the black hole? Yeah.
Much
no, but
better.
I mean the real
the
one.
The real one? I don't know. It might be on there. I posted a lot of other stuff on there, so go check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go. That's what's trending with your juvenile boys in the morning.